Hello, and welcome to the Nickels and Dimes Finding Financial Freedom podcast. I'm your host, Natalie Keim, and I look forward to bringing you amazing content each week that will provide you with a financial education, it will support you in your financial journey, and most of all, help you to find financial freedom. I hope you enjoy this episode. Welcome to Nickels and Dimes, Finding Financial Freedom. I'm your host, Natalie Keim. I am so excited you're here to join me on this podcast journey. I am excited to share information with you every single week that helps educate you and helps direct you, hopefully, in putting together a financial plan for yourself and overall achieving your financial goals. That's the whole reason behind this podcast. I focus every single day on working with people and providing a financial education that isn't given in schools today on any kind of a robust level. And the truth is, I can't reach everyone. So I'm hoping that through this podcast, I can reach more people and share that information and make a difference in other people's lives. So who am I? Where did I come from? How did I end up here? Well, I had a successful 20-year corporate finance career. I loved what I did. I loved the companies that I worked for, the people I worked with, and just wanted a little something more. And that something was time freedom initially. Just the ability to do what I wanted, when I wanted, with the people I wanted. The ability to work from anywhere. And I didn't have that there. So I wasn't unhappy with what I did. I was just looking for a little bit more, looking for the ability to control my time and also, honestly, control how much I made and have it be up to me if I increased my income or not. And so, you know, it's crazy because when I started my career, I started with JCPenney and it was a fabulous company to work for. And I thought, honestly, I would spend my entire career there. JCPenney's actually moved me from Salt Lake City, Utah to Plano, Texas in their home office in the early 2000s. And at the end of 2008, I was included in one of the first rounds of layoffs with the downturn in 2008. So here I found myself realizing, okay, now what? So not really realizing, asking the question, I guess, right? Of now what? And realizing that my career was going to be up to me. I had to drive myself forward and look for opportunities that would allow me to grow. And I think that was the first time I realized, like, it's important to always keep my options open and know what else is available out there for me, whether I'm actually looking or not. And so over the next 12 years, I spent a couple of instances in further layoffs looking for a job that took me 4 or 5 months to fill that gap, right? Because I was at a level of management. I made a significant salary. And so it took a little bit of time to fill those gaps. And so I had to lean on my emergency fund during that time. And when my emergency fund that covered 3 months worth of bills was drained, I had to lean on credit cards. And then when I got that next job and rebuilt my income, I had to pay off those credit cards and rebuild my savings. And so I went through that process a couple of times and I just kept thinking, you know, there's got to be an easier way. There's got to be a better plan. Now, remember, I'm in accounting and finance, you guys. I work with companies to show them where they're making money, where they're losing money, where there's opportunities to go in different directions with the business. That was my job. But I didn't understand everything or much of anything really on a personal finance perspective. You see, in 2019, when I first came across my business and started it, I'd been a single mom for about 12 years at that point. And I didn't get regular child support. And so my income was really all I was all I had to depend on. And so when there was a lack of income, I didn't have anything else kind of smoothing that over for me, another income smoothing that over for me. And so it was stressful at times. And look, I navigated my way through it. One of my big goals was to buy a house by the time my son was a sophomore in high school, so he had a place to bring his friends and call home. And I was able to do that. And then the end of 2018 came and my life got flipped upside down. With the end of a long-term relationship I'd been in. And here's the crazy thing about me. I'd always been in one of those people that when something hard happened, I just kept moving forward to the next thing. And it wasn't necessarily with an intention to cover up what was going on or necessarily avoid. It was just to keep moving forward. But what it did was avoid sitting in the space, learning the lessons, finding out who I really am and what I really want. And so when this happened at the end of 2018, I was committed to sitting in that space and coming out the other side better and stronger for myself. What did I really want? What were my goals? And at the same time, as the year came to an end, I was working as a contractor, making great money. And my contract was supposed to go through the middle of 2019 at least. And just after Thanksgiving, they told me that my contract was going to end December 31st of 2018. And so here I was again in a situation where I had to look for another job. And my son was a senior in high school at this point, and I was frustrated. I was over it. And I was going through this whole process in my personal life and really trying to figure out, you know, I was 46 years old. So what comes next? Like what? And so February of 2019, I come across a Facebook post inviting me to a single mom's brunch. And so I registered for that. I ended up not being able to go because my son qualified for state qualification wrestling. And so when I canceled, the woman who was running it sent me a friend request. And a couple of weeks later, in early March, I saw a post about how women in the financial industry are one of the biggest growing segments. And it just piqued my interest. And I thought, what is that about? And so I asked some questions, I got some information, and I ended up learning about the financial industry and what it is that I do now. And I thought, this is my opportunity to build something on the side. This is my thing. I'd always been interested in doing something of my own, but I didn't really know what that was. And I thought, I can take the expertise I have in corporate America and I can learn how to apply it in the personal finance world to help other people just like me, to give them an education and to help them create a financial plan that helps them achieve their financial goals and dreams. And so I started my business part-time, very, very part-time, because like I mentioned, my son was a senior in high school and he had just recently signed his papers to go into the Marine Corps as well after graduation. And so I wanted to soak up as much time as I could with him. He's my only child. And so my first year with my business was more learning and growing and training than it was client focused. And once my son was gone, he graduated from boot camp and he was off doing his thing. 2020 comes around and I'm like, okay, I'm really ready to plug into this at another level. And at that point, I really started working my business 15 to 20 hours a week and started spending time with clients and started really implementing the things I'd been learning. And then COVID hit. And what happened was COVID actually gave me a couple of really great gifts. And one of them was more time. I had about a 45 minute to an hour commute if traffic was normal on the way to work and the way home. So I picked up a couple hours a day in my schedule and I also had my lunch hours. So while I was working from home, I was actually capturing more time during the day that I could focus on growing my business as well. And It also gave me Zoom, the ability to work with people anywhere in the United States and give them the same education and give them my time. It wasn't about having to drive and meet people in their homes and really keeping my business local to where I am. I could now branch out so much easier all across the United States. And so October of 2020 comes around and I had earned a call, a coaching call with one of my mentors in business. And we were having the conversation. And by the end of it, he asked me, "So what's your plan for going full time in your business?" And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, what's your plan? What's your timeline for going full time in your business?" And I said, "Oh, I don't have one. I'm a single mom. I have a single income. I got to pay a house payment, all of the things." And he was like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa. Didn't you tell me your son is grown and gone and you're an empty nester now?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "So what's your plan for going full time with your business?" And it dawned on me then that I was staying where I was comfortable. And I really did have the opportunity to do something bigger and to scale my business to another level and help even more people. So that night I got off the phone with him. And over the next couple of days, I wrote my business plan for retiring myself from corporate America by March 31st of 2021. And I had broken down all the numbers. If I saved everything extra from my current budget, if I saved everything I made in my business, I could make this thing happen. And so come March, I turn in my notice. I ended up staying until April 15th to help my employer fill a gap while they interviewed to fill my position. But there I was, April 15th of 2021. I'm a full-time entrepreneur. I'm building my own business. And now I have to create my own schedule every day. And now I have to time block and I have to make sure I'm paying attention to the things that can grow my business. And I have to create that all for myself now, right? Because an employer gave me at least a significant portion of what my job was, what the expectations and deadlines were. And so here I was creating that all for myself. And so, you know, the first couple of years were a little bit of a struggle of getting my head all the way around that and, you know, making sure I'm tracking what I need to make sure I'm making enough money that I can keep doing this and all of that. But I'll tell you what, every bit of it's been worth it. Every single bit of it's been worth it. And I'll tell you why. When I go back to first coming across this business and deciding to dip my toes into entrepreneurship, there were two things that I wanted. I'd already talked about how in corporate America, I wanted more time, right? But in getting that time, it was for two very specific reasons. I wanted the time freedom and financial freedom that no matter where in the world my son was stationed, I could go see him if he couldn't come home to me, especially once he's married and has children, right? That was my thought process there. And the other reason was I wanted to be able to someday support my parents. They were getting older and having some health concerns, and I wanted to be available to support them at whatever level they needed in the future. So remember, I left corporate America. I retired myself April 15th of 2021. And exactly 1 year and 3 weeks later, on May 8th of 2022, I flew home for a doctor's appointment for my mom. So the previous year, she'd been diagnosed with dementia. And I had worked on some things with my parents at that point, putting a trust together and things like that. And my dad called me after the first of the year in 2022, and he said, "Hey, mom's doctor wants you and your brother both to be at her next appointment. It's May 8th. And I said, "Great." So I made all the travel plans. Now, my brother and I knew something a little more significant must be going on if the doctor asked for both of us to be there. But what we didn't expect is that when we walked into that appointment, the doctor would tell us our parents could no longer live safely on their own. My mom's dementia was progressing to the level that she needed somebody with her at all times. And my parents both have severe arthritis. And so, you know, there were safety concerns because they had a lot of stairs in their home. And here's the thing, y'all. When I said that I wanted to be able to take care of my parents someday, in my mind, that was 5 or 10 years down the road. It wasn't a year later. But because I had taken the leap, because I had put myself in the position to be able to do that without hesitation in that moment, I was able to say, I'm going to move mom and dad to Texas with me. They lived in Utah. And I said, I'm going to take him to Texas. I have a second bedroom and bathroom on the main floor of my house. And I can provide them that safer environment. And I can help support some of the care they need because there's a lot they're still able to do on their own. And so over the next 3 months, I traveled back and forth every 3 to 4 weeks to Utah to help handle all my parents' affairs, get their house ready to sell, you know, work with my brother and his family who were all amazing and coming together and taking care of that for my parents. But y'all, that was a lot of time away. And because of Zoom, because I own my own business, and because all I need is an internet connection to be able to work from anywhere in the world, I was able to continue to work my business, even when I was traveling home to help my parents, and take whatever time I needed to show up and handle their affairs. And so I've thought so many times, if I was still in corporate America, one of two things would have happened. I would have burnt up all my PTO in the first month or month and a half, month or two. And I either would have lost my job because I would have chosen my parents every single time, or I would have had to file FMLA. And once I got my parents here and settled, I would be fighting the battle to actually be here for them. But I work from home and I can work from anywhere. And so it changed the game. And I am a huge woman of faith. And my belief is centered in God. And I believe that he shows up in the ways we need him to, when we need him to. And so I can see his hand in so many of those things that happen and the timing of those things. And so here I am. My parents have been here 18 months now. My son got out of the Marine Corps last fall and he's home now. He's gotten licensed. He's building a business alongside me. And the more I plug in and the more people I help, the more I realize there needs to be more of me. And we talk about this in our business and our industry all the time, that there's not enough of us to help every family and every individual out there that needs us. And so how can I use my voice bigger? And last year I started a radio show through my business coach and it was phenomenal. And this last fall, if you know anything about me, I actually shifted brokerages this last fall. With my business to kind of align with some things that I wanted to be able to do a little bit differently than I had been. And so I shut down my radio show. I put it on pause for a little while and I'm like, I'll get back to that after the first of the year when I get my feet underneath me and everything settled with the moves in my business. And so the last month or so, I've been thinking a lot more about that. And it just dawned on me, it's time to rebrand and move that radio show into an actual podcast and take this opportunity to share the knowledge that I have and the education that I can provide with as many people as possible via this podcast. And so I'm extremely excited to be here. I'm extremely excited to have you guys here with me. I'm grateful for every single one of you who is here already and who continues to show up in the future as I move this thing forward. You know, my target audience is me. I am in the sandwich generation. At some level, I'm still supporting my child and I'm also supporting my parents, you know, loved ones in retirement. And there are so many like me out there who are in between those two places and just trying to figure out our own finances and our own ability to retire. And so that is really my target audience. But the information that I share and the education that I can provide can help anybody from from any walk of life. The one thing I'm most proud of is I have hung my license in a place that I get to provide this education for free. It costs you nothing to work with me, nothing to reach out to me to get information, to get help putting together a financial plan. I don't charge clients by the hour for my time to do that. And you also don't have to have a minimum amount to invest to be able to work with me. And the reason I'm so proud of that is because I was that single mom trying to figure out how to provide Christmas, trying to figure out how to cover all the bills a couple of times. And I can help that same single mom. And I can help that professional woman who works outside the home. And I can help that married couple who are trying to help their parents navigate retirement, help their kids step into adulthood. I can help everyday middle-income families and individuals just like myself. And I have the ability to help young people who are just starting out and see the importance of saving. And I also have the ability to help people already in retirement. But that's my target market. And I want to be able to share the information I have and the education I provide beyond just my target market and beyond just the people I actually get the time to sit down with. And so that's why I'm here. And that's why I'm creating this podcast. And I'm excited to bring to you, you know, the first few episodes are with some of my business partners and experts in the industry talking about some of the really important topics out there, like women in finance, and the importance for women to understand their finances, whether they're married or single, to talk about the components of a strong financial plan and building that foundation for your future, to talk about proper protection and having life insurance that protects you if you die too soon, but also if you live too long and you face chronic illness like my mom has and my parents are struggling with. I have the ability to share information on all of these topics. And I have the resources through my business partners and through other experts in the industry and even some stories of success with clients and have open conversations with people about what their questions are when it comes to finance. And I want to share all of those things with you. And so I hope you'll continue to tune in each week. I hope the information that I provide can help you and can help you have conversations with other people that need it as well. So please share this podcast and share the information you hear here with other people, because my overall goal is just to lead people better than I found them. And if that's with just a little bit of education on how to better manage their finances, it's worth it. And if it's the opportunity to sit down with somebody and help them find the ways to change their and their family's financial future forever, it's worth it. And if it's the ability to help the single mom not only create a retirement account for herself, but to leave a legacy for her baby someday, it's worth it. So again, thank you for being here. I look forward to bringing you information every single week that will educate you, support you, and help you on your way to finding financial freedom. I'll see you again soon. Until then, take care and stay safe.